Nothing really updated on the injury front. Nothing different than what I reported last night. You know, just overall where we're at as a football team. You know, obviously we're in a hole right now, and we've got to continue to work to fight to get ourselves back out of this hole. I know we got a lot of character and the guys in that locker room in there. I know that they're going to keep fighting, keep working. They're the type of guys that you want in the locker room. We got to learn how to win on the road. And I thought we did some good things in the game and put ourselves in some positions to have an opportunity to win. But we just, you know, we didn't make enough plays that, you know, at the critical moments of the game to be able to win the game. And we got to go back. We got to correct the mistakes that we made. We've got to improve. And we get another opportunity to go out this week and do that. You know, when you look at at that game, you know, positives from the game, you know, I thought, you know, to win on the road, you got to get off to a fast start. I thought we were able to do that, to, you know, to get the turnover there to start the game, and then to take advantage of the turnover and punch it in for 7 points on the first drive of the game. I thought was a big for us to get started that way. I thought offensively, I thought we ran the ball very effectively in the football game. I thought Rashad Jennings did an outstanding job of coming in and running the football. I thought our offensive line did a nice job in blocking and creating some open lanes for him to run the ball. You know, we had the 3 takeaways in the game. You know, the fumble on the kickoff, the fumble on the screen play to set us up with the ball on the 22-yard line, and then obviously the interception return for a touchdown. I thought were critical plays in the game. Gave us a chance. I was proud of our defense for responding the way that they did after a poor performance the week before. Obviously, there's some things that we still got to improve on and get fixed, but I thought they responded well from a down week. And then I thought overall, I thought special teams was a plus. You know, we were able to get some things going in the return game with a couple of pretty good, you know, kickoff returns, one out to the 30, one out to the 41, was set us up in some pretty good field position. We downed 3 punts inside the 20-yard line, so I thought Marquette did an outstanding job in that area. There's a lot of things that we got to work to improve on. We got to continue to work to improve in our passing game. Everybody's involved in that. Protection's involved in that. Routes are involved in that. You know, the quarterback's involved in that. That's something that we got to continue to work to improve, because we got to be able to throw the ball effectively, you know, to have success offensively in this league. Penalties were a huge factor in the game. You know, critical penalties at critical times. You know, we had the ball at the 38-yard line, and we get the intentional grounding, which is a loss of 20. We come right back after that and run the ball and pick up an explosive gain. Running the ball puts us right back on the 38-yard line. We'll have a chance to, you know, try a long field goal, but we get the holding call, which puts us back at 3rd and 34 and takes away a scoring opportunity. We got the ball 3rd and 1 at the 1. We had the false start penalty, which puts us back to the 6-yard line. We're not able to punch it in for a touchdown. That's 4 points in the game. You know, we had had the defensive offsides. You know, when we stop them on a 3rd down play, if we're able to get off the field there, we're able to hold them to a field goal, there's another 4 points in the game. So there's a lot of plays in the game where we can pick up those 4 points that we needed to get or more to make that a win. And those are the things that we gotta work to correct. So the turnovers are an issue. We got to protect the ball better. We can't have the turnovers, especially, again, when we got the ball in scoring position. A block punt for a touchdown can't happen. It's the one thing, you know, on an otherwise, I thought, a positive performance by the special teams. That's the one thing that kind of ruins a day as far as that was concerned in our special teams effort. And then our 3rd down and red zone percentages on both sides of the ball have to be better. So those are the areas that, you know, we did well in. Those are areas that we need to look to improve. And I got, you know, I like that locker room in there. Those guys are going to continue to fight. They're going to continue to compete. And we're going to get this thing turned around.
Is throws the more of a factor than you thought it would be going?
You know, I don't know whether it was or it wasn't. I mean, I think, you know, it was obvious that there wasn't that explosiveness that we had seen out of him prior to the injury. I'll sit down and visit with Terrell a little bit more and find out, you know, exactly where he is physically. It wasn't something that we thought was going to be a big factor going into the game, but obviously it was a factor.
How confident are you that Pryor is open with you about how bad he's hurt? Is it possible that he was just trying to suck it up?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes guys, you know, they want to go out and compete, and they want to try to do everything that they can to help the team win. And we want guys that want to go out and help this football team win. And that's going to be important for us moving forward.
But there's a line there.
Yeah, obviously.
Hurt too much.
Obviously, you know, you got to be effective. Mm-hmm. If you're injured and can't help the football team, then, you know, it's best that we have somebody else in there. So, but, you know, when you watch the game, I mean, that wasn't the, you know, I didn't look at it and think that was, you know, really the limitation that held us back there.
Why has the passing game gotten worse the last few weeks than it was maybe earlier in the year?
Well, it's a combination of all the things that I've been talking about. I mean, it's you know, we've got to be able to go through our progressions. We've got to be able to read things out, throw the ball with timing and accuracy. We've got to be able to protect better so that the quarterback has more confidence to be able to sit in there in the pocket. And we got to do a better job of getting open at the top of the routes. I mean, the passing game is, it's never one person. You know, it's a combination of 11 guys going out there and doing their job. And we're going to continue to work on it. We're going to continue to press on it. It's an area that we got to get better at.
Is it troubling or more difficult by the fact that everybody needs to get better? Like, you have some kind of problems in a bunch of different areas, as opposed to, all right, we just need our wideouts to hold on, to the ball, or just to protect, or, you know, like one thing you could fix. It seems like there's a bunch of things.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that we got to continue to work on. You know, I think it'd be a lot easier if you could say there's one specific thing that we can pinpoint and say that's the problem that we're having in the passing game. There's a lot of issues that are involved in that. A lot of issues with injuries and change-ups to lineups and just feeling confident in what we're doing in the passing game. So it's an area that we got to continue to improve on, and we got 7 games left to do it.
Have teams made adjustments in how they defend Terrell? The more tape they get, and now is it up to him to sort of adjust back to?
Yeah, I don't think that they've made a ton of adjustments to what we've been doing with him. I mean, I think, obviously he didn't have the explosive runs in the game the other day, but there were some plays still there to be had with him in the running game, and there's still some things that we're able to do with him getting out of the pocket and creating some plays down the field. So I don't know that they've changed a whole lot about what they're doing. I think we just got to, be able to do a better job of executing overall.
Coach, I want to get back to Pryor just for a second. As he said after the game that he wasn't able to move around, he wasn't able to get out of the pocket the way he normally does. And you say you're going to talk to him about it, but did he not express that to you or any of the coaches during the game that he was hampered?
No, that was never expressed to me. I mean, but, you know, listen, I mean, I watched the game. I mean, you could tell that he wasn't, totally 100%. So we just got to go and talk about it. And we got to make sure that, if he's healthy enough to go, then he's up and can go and be effective for us.
But there was no point when you considered taking him out?
No.
What are some of the things that you see versus the team starting off fast and then ending slow or not executing, as you say?
As far as during that football game?
Well, yeah, and then because we're past the halfway point, it's not the first time.
Well, we took the first drive of the second half and drove it all the way down to the 1 yard line. Now we weren't able to punch it in and get 7 points like we needed to, but I don't think that was the issue. I mean, I think I thought we started fast in the first half. I thought we started fast in the second half. I just thought we had some opportunities when we were in scoring position that we weren't able to take advantage of it.
Rashad Jennings, second straight week over 100 total yards of offense. And he's kind of providing you those core runs that you talk a lot about. Is he earning the right to carry the ball more, whether Derek?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, look, this it's production business. And when he's had the opportunity to go in there, he's produced. And when you do that, you get more opportunities. So I was very pleased with the way that he ran the football in the game the other day.
Is it conceivable that he would start?
I don't know. We'll look at that. I mean, I think the key is that he's going to get his touches because he's earned his touches.
Coach, do you have any update on some of the other injured players that you're hoping to get back soon?
No, not anything specific. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a few of those guys back, but we'll know more probably tomorrow.
Coach, Tywan Jones continues to transform into an elite special teams player. What do you think it's been besides the God-given speed that he brings? The teams.
Well, I said this before. I mean, I think the first thing to be an elite special teams player is you have to see yourself that way. I think a lot of times there's kind of this perception about special teams like it's the other, it's the untalked about element of the football game. But it's very valuable, and it's been a very valuable asset to our football team this year. And I think he understands the importance of it, and he understands what his role is within it, and he understands that that's how he's going to help this football team win games. And so, as with most things, it's all about your mindset and how you go about it, and he's attacked it with the right mindset.
What did you think of Watson, his first start?
Yeah, I thought he struggled a little bit in this game. I mean, obviously, I knew going into the game with their defensive front that it was going to be a challenge. I think when you look at it athletically, he's athletically talented and gifted enough, but it's just, he's gotten limited experience. And so there were some good things that he did in the game, and then obviously there were some times that he struggled a little bit. So hopefully we'll learn from that and we'll be able to continue to get better from that. Yeah, well, we just had a miscommunication in protection. We had a guy, we started on him, and then, they kind of ran a little twist, and we came off of that guy. And so there was just a little miscommunication on the inside part of the protection as to who had who. And we'd been pretty good at that up until that point in the season. And so now we got to work to get that fixed.
Is Crawford normally on that unit, or is he?
He's been in and out of that unit, I mean, again, with some of the injuries that we faced, I mean, that's, guys have to go in and fill in and but he's done it. He's been on that unit, and he's done a nice job when he's been on that unit. We just had a little miscommunication on that particular punt.
Are you of the belief that maybe just one game can kind of get this thing turned around here, just, if you can put together – 4 or 5 day stretch, go beat the Texans or whoever your next play, team that you're facing is, that you can kind of maybe go on AFC?
Well,
are the pieces there, I guess?
Here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at this team getting focused in on beating the Houston Texans, and that's the only thing that I'm concerned with. I'm not concerned with anything other than that, because that's the only thing that we can control right now. We can't control anything that's happened in the past. All we can control is how we go out and prepare, how we get ready to win a football game against the Houston Texans. In a game that'll be, again, it'll be another tough game. They're a top offense. They're number one rated defense in the National Football League. They got good football players. They're well coached. And so it'll be a challenge.